Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. might put North Korea on terror sponsor list. Tunisia holds second round of historic elections. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama says the United States is reviewing whether to put North Korea back onto its list of state sponsors of terrorism after a cyber attack on Sony Pictures, which U.S. officials are blaming on the communist nation. Speaking on CNN's State of the Nation, Mr. Obama said he did not consider the hack an act of war, but rather a very costly, very expensive example of cyber vandalism. North Korea denies it was responsible for hacking Sony Pictures' computer network and posting embarrassing emails and other private data. The hackers warn there'd be a bitter fate for anyone attending a public showing of the movie called The Interview, a film in which the CIA hires two journalists to kill North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Sony pulled the movie from release. Tunisians voted Sunday in the second and final round of a landmark presidential election. Lisa Bryant has more.
Current president, 75-year-old Moncef Marzouki, a human rights activist, has accused the frontrunner, 88-year-old Beji Caid Essebsi, who led the first round of presidential voting in November, of wanting to restore the old guard ousted in the revolution. For his part, Mr. Essebsi has described Mr. Marzouki as an extremist, whose three-year tenure as president has been disastrous. Mr. Essebsi refused to hold a debate with Mr. Marzouki ahead of the runoff. If Mr. Essebsi wins the presidency, his party will control all key parts of Tunisia's government, but el-Nahda and the Islamists still remain a powerful political force. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani visited Mount Sinjar after Kurdish Peshmerga fighters broke a siege of the area by Islamic State fighters. The president of Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region says Peshmerga fighters have taken control of all roads leading to the mountain and have liberated the area where thousands of persecuted Yazidis were trapped. U.S.-led coalition airstrikes hit the area again on Sunday. Tensions are on the rise along the Israeli border with the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. Israel says its first airstrike on Gaza since the 50-day war last summer is a warning to the Islamic militant group Hamas after Palestinians fired a rocket across the border. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The rocket did not cause any injuries or damage and may have been fired by a renegade group. But Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon says Hamas rules Gaza and therefore is responsible. Hamas is defiant, even though it took a severe beating during the seven-week war. The group's spokesman, Sami Abu Zuhri, warned Israel against further airstrikes and called for the international community to restrain Israel. The tit-for-tat attacks and intensifying rhetoric have raised fears of a new round of conflict. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Egypt temporarily reopened its border with Gaza to allow those stranded in Egypt to enter the Palestinian territory. The crossing is open on both sides through Monday for the return of stranded travelers, medical patients, and incoming humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. The Rafah crossing is the only access point to the Gaza Strip not controlled by Israel. It was shut down in late October after a deadly attack that killed more than 30 Egyptian soldiers. President Obama condemned the shooting of two New York City police officers at point-blank range in broad daylight Saturday while they were sitting in their patrol car. The gunman is identified as 28-year-old Ishmael Brinsley, who ambushed the officers in the borough of Brooklyn before shooting and killing himself in a nearby subway station. Brinsley was black. The officers were Asian and Hispanic. Here is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Our city is in mourning. Our hearts are heavy. We lost two good men who devoted their lives to protecting all of us.
The shooting comes at a time of increased tension in New York and around the U.S. following decisions by grand juries not to indict white police officers for the killings of unarmed black men. President Obama says he'll do everything he can to close the U.S. military prison of Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. In an interview on CNN, President Obama said the prison continues to inspire jihadists and extremists around the world, and that the United States is spending millions of dollars for each inmate housed there. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.